For God is the one to be respected. The Bible tells us that God is the one who rides the clouds. They thought the heathens control the weather, but God makes it rain. He makes the rain cloud. And God caused the storms to take place in the desert. That's the kind of God he is. He's a cloud rider. Amen. He's a cloud rider. And he brings a storm in the deserts. And the Bible says that we are to extol him. That means we ought to praise him enthusiastically. We ought to be happy about it. Amen. Get excited about Jesus. Amen. We are worshiping not man, but we're worshiping God, the one that made the world. We ought to get excited about God. Amen. And the Bible makes it plain. It says in verse 5 that he said, I'm a father of the fatherless. Amen. I'm a father of the fatherless. Amen. When I think about him being the father of the fatherless, he is the judge or the defender of the widow who doesn't have a husband. He is the one who is in his holy, amen, temple. The Bible says that he is in his holy habitation. God is in existence, and we ought to exalt him. As we think about the fact that God is the one who he is, amen, we know that men are important. Some men are very important simply because of the fact what he says in this verse. So as I think about that, amen, what I think about simply is I think about the need. Amen. Amen. When I think about fathers, I think about the nurturing. And then I think about the naivety of the children. Amen. The need, the nurture, the naive. The Bible tells us that he's a father for the fatherless. Now, it's interesting to me, my brothers and sisters, that God did not just leave that office unfilled. Amen. That is strange to me that God would not allow that office to stay empty. Amen. He would not allow that office to stay empty. Amen. He did not let that office go unfilled. Now, he could have said, well, you know, if they don't have no father, then they can just take their uncle. Well, that's a father figure. But he says, he's going to have a father. Amen. He said, well, he got cousins. Amen. He didn't even say, amen, the mother is there, so we'll just let her, amen, be the father. No, God did not let anyone serve in their office but a father. He says, and if I got to go be the father myself, I'll be the father. He didn't say, well, they got other people that can be the father. Don't worry about it. No, this is an office that was so important that God would not leave he would not leave unfilled. God would not let that office be empty. He said, I'll be the father for the fatherless. Amen. I'm not satisfied with no one else. They need, this is what the need is. Fathers are important, very important. And we live in a time when people will tell they say that I don't need no man. I don't need no man. Amen. Amen. But I think you ought to let your child weigh in on that before you run the husband out the door. Before you run their daddy out the door, I think you ought to let the children weigh in on it before you kick him out. Because they may have some different views about the man you don't want to see no more. They may have some different, amen, to say about it before you run him off. Amen. They may feel different. Have I got a witness? Because we are living in a place, in a time when we say we don't need no man, but the fact of the matter is that God would not leave the office empty. And he said the office is so important till I'm going to get involved personally. Amen. I'm going to be a father for the fatherless. I'm not going to leave this office empty because of the impact of it. Why, you go to pulling very important people out, you mess stuff up. You can't move something that's very important out of the way. I believe it was G.K. Chesterton who said that before you move anything, make sure you know why it was put there in the first place. Before you move it, amen. Now, the impact of the office, when you start moving something as serious as fathers out of the way, out of the lives of children, you better be careful. Amen. Because of the impact of it, there are some major, serious repercussions when you move somebody's daddy out of their life. Man, you move their daddy, but you still got yours. But that's your children's daddy. How'd you like somebody to move your dad out of your life? They don't need their dad. Do you need your daddy? I wish I had. Y'all don't want to talk about it. See, you're backed up off me. I understand. You start pulling the fathers out. The marriages become a mess. Have I got a witness? The children become crushed. The wives become wounded. The society suffers. And the church malfunctions. Because these folk at church came out of somebody's home. Oh, Lord, let me get on. Amen. And if they were not taught at home, that same person going to join your church. That same spoiled kid, that same rotten kid that didn't get no whippings, that same kid that got away with murder, that same kid that was never disciplined going to be in the choir stand. That same kid that didn't get raised gonna be somebody's wife, gonna be somebody's husband. Anything you didn't do, and they may spend 20 years of marriage trying to straighten out something their daddy didn't do because he wasn't there. Amen. Some serious thing when you go to moving daddies out the way. They out of folk lives. The whole thing goes down the tubes. Have I got a witness? And Satan knows what to do, so he goes for the daddy. He goes for the juggler. He knows that if I get him, then I'm going to mess up the whole family. There are some dangerous, damaging repercussions. Amen, amen. And when you start moving dads around, they're very important. They're very important. We think about the need. It's a need that God would not allow to go unfilled. And it's put together with bonds of marriage. It's put together, amen, relationships are put together by vows. Have I got a witness? When you start, he says that I will fill that office. Because when you move very important people, then there are some serious repercussions. He says that I will be the father for of the fatherless. When I think about somebody fatherless, they don't have any nurturing. Amen. And you'll know if there hadn't been any nurturing, when fathers don't do their job, you'll know when they don't do their job because there'll be a dysfunction. Have I got a witness? They have some dysfunctional kids. Have I got a witness? There'll be a dysfunction in the family. There'll be a dysfunction in the faith. Amen. Because there's no nurturing. He says, fathers, don't provoke your child to wrath. Don't exasperate the child. Don't irritate the child. Don't get on the child's nerve. Don't place impossible demands on the child when they are young. Don't frustrate the child make them mad and pick on them and thump them on the head. Don't abuse the child. Amen. Respect the child. Love the child. Have we got a witness? It's important that you find out. Amen. Because you're an example of Christ in the church. And you have to be very careful. Because you are putting in place the next generation. You are laying the foundation for the next generation. Amen. And you got to make sure you're there to make sure it turned out right. You got to watch things. And God said the father's role is that of being there. You are building the next group of people. After you're dead and gone, you done left some folk behind. Did they get taught and trained? Or are they going to be dysfunctional? Have I got a witness? Will they have a low self-esteem? Will they feel loved? All these things are critically important. Amen. Amen. They need to be, because you need to leave a functioning society here. You don't need to. You know when your child has been raised when you didn't leave no dependents. Are they able to make it on their own? I wish I had a witness. Did you build the next generation? Are they able to sustain themselves? Did you prepare them economically, educationally? Are they ready to be by themselves, to be on their own? Did you do your job so well? They know how to deal with problems and deal with people and know how to be disciplined and work hard. Did you teach them good ethics? Did you teach them good morals? Did you teach them how to have character, to work and not steal other folks' stuff, to lie, steal, and chill? I wish I had a witness. Because when needs are unmet, society suffers. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen, amen. People suffer when physical needs are unmet. Oftentimes people cheat. Amen. When financial needs are not met, people steal. Have I got a witness? When people are suffering from a low self-esteem and no character, y'all don't like this. Let me back this thing up. Amen. You know if he did his job, if they can walk out that door and take care of themselves. They don't need you to give them that. They don't need you to pay. They don't. They don't need. Don't keep saying that you're adult if you keep asking for money like kids. They don't need me. They taking me out. I wish I had a witness. The fact of the matter is, have we raised a group of dependents who can't live without us, can't make it on their own? We don't spoil them, and they love to be around us because you ruin them. Nobody else put up with them. Have we loved them too much? Have we made them good on the outside but did nothing for the inside? It's not what you leave to your child. It's what you leave in your child. Are they able to make it, or do they still need your help in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s? Well, I done made you mad at me. The truth is, I don't care. Before I take it back, I'd add more to it. The truth is that they need to be independent. Have I got a witness? And we need to be able to do a good job, and they need to be, to know, they need to have come out of home where they are loved and where there was a high self-esteem. They need to come out of a home where they were taught discipline. Amen. They were taught. Amen. They had a life that was by which they were affirmed and accepted. Amen. After all, you're there to make sure that they knew that what they thought was right was right. You got to affirm that. I'm going to get to that, I hope. Is anybody confirming or affirming? Are they given affection? Are they shown these things in the home? And when they build out, when they leave the home, they're not looking for love in all the wrong places. Winding up with so-and-so and this guy and that guy, did they get any love at home? Do they value themselves? What was put in them? I wish I had a witness. What was put in? Well, the fact of the matter is that dad, without the dad, the society comes apart. He is the steel in the concrete. Have I got a witness? Dad is. He's the strength of the society. I'm talking about dad. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about daddies. I'm talking about fathers. Because families and societies are made out of fathers who have families. Amen. Amen. There needs to be some fathers here for this next generation of people. I want to say more about that, but I got so much to say. The truth of the matter is, when we think about it, you have got to recognize that the family, it says, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. And you'll know if they've done their job. Amen. Amen. If they're strong, they're able to be independent. When you look at the family, amen, did you build the next generation? Amen. The next thing is the faith. Amen. Did you understand that you also building the next, amen, group of Christians? Did you know, amen, it said bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Your faith. Did you raise any more Christians? I wish I had a witness. Did you raise any? Christians who were grounded in the Word of God. Grounded in your faith. If you're a Baptist, should they be one? Or maybe if they don't, shouldn't be one, maybe you, why are you one? You mean you haven't even kept them in your faith? They're not grounded? You didn't get them grounded? If you thought it was right, if it's eternally right, why ain't it right for everybody? Or did you just not do your job? We don't want to bring that up, do we? In Christian homes, churchgoers, church givers, God worshipers, we are to build the next generation of Christians, not just citizens, but Christians. And we should teach them to be able to stand up on their own, not rely on the government or rely on a girl, somebody else to take care of them. No, we want men who are going to take care of them, not them. But we got to do a good job, don't we? Oh, yeah. Who's it on? It's on the fathers. When you read Ephesians 6, 4 or 5, one of those, it says the fathers don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the home, of the Lord. Teach them at home. Your home should be filled with affirmation, love, and discipline, and respect for authority. All these things are taught at home. Have I got a witness? Go to school and tear up the school and go down to the church and tear up the church. They don't do what nobody tell them to do. You go home, oh, I see why. They don't do nothing. I wish I had a witness. You let them get away with everything at home. Favoritism. Kids got going through all kind of trouble behind the back because somebody, that's the pick in the family. That's the pick. Amen. Well, I done got the meddling now. Amen. Let me back this thing up. The fact of the matter is that, let me get back digging in my clergy mode, amen. The fact of the matter is, when there's dysfunction, you know that they didn't do their job. Dysfunction in the family, and they produce other dysfunctional families because you didn't raise them in yours. Their dysfunction in their faith because you didn't do a good job training them. They call it old school. I call it Sunday school. The fact of the matter is, they should be taught and they should be trained. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You bring them up. He didn't say the mothers in that mother, he said fathers. You are the one. You are the VIP of the family. Have I got a witness? Well, let's not hold you too long on Father's Day. The fact of the matter is that God wants us to do these things. These things are important. We have to instill godly values into these children if we want them to succeed. There should be no, dependence. We don't raise dependents. Have we got a witness? We raise kids who are respectful. And the Bible makes it plain that you go over to Proverbs and you find out that he says that fathers, you ought to give instructions. You ought to give instructions to your kid. Have we got a witness? Amen. This has to do with naivety. How many of y'all know that kids don't know everything? But now, they don't know they don't know everything. So now you really got a problem. They don't know they don't know everything. They think they know what they're talking about. They think there's something wrong with you. Have we got a witness? You got to have somebody who are willing to listen. You got to have somebody who is to recognize, because children are naive, they don't need to be left alone. They don't need to be in charge. You don't need to ask them, what do you want? You don't need to ask them, do you want to go to church today? You don't ask them, do they want to go to school today, do you? I said, do you? Amen. Lost my notes. Amen. Amen. You don't ask them that. You don't ask them, do you want to go to school today? Well, I don't want to break my child's will. They don't like school. So I just decided to let them stay dumb. You don't do that, do you? No, they going to school. And they might have to go to college before they get out of here. Or they might have to leave. Why is it that the things of the world are more important and we're not developing the next generation? Do you understand the weight that's on our shoulders? Children who don't know, who lack experience. But when they come to dad, you got that dad there. Now, don't get it twisted. We understand you still a human, but you don't know more than him. You don't know more than the VIPs. Look at the experience that he's got. Somebody say he's coming from where you going. How did he put that? I'm coming from where you going to. The experience of a father. The maturity of a father. The wisdom of a father. All that's in him for God to deposit in you. All these things are important so that you won't spend your years of your life doing the wrong thing, making mistakes that they made, that they found out will not work. Amen. We got to recognize that we don't know more than the Father. Amen. You saw it on the screen. I preached it a long time ago. Father knows best. Have you got a witness? Amen. All they and they are the ones who are supposed to be a stable homes, stable individuals, children who are ready to go out and they got it all together and they're ready to go out and face life on their own. They came from a family where they were loved, so they're not trying to find it outside. Their faith was passed on to the next generation, and they are serving God. But yet. We find out we also need to recognize that their naivety can make them get into all kind of trouble because of their inexperience. Have we got a witness? Somebody said experience is the best teacher. And what you pay when you come out of going through things that your parents can save you out of is not really worth it. What did God do? What did he leave? Who did he leave? He left here the fathers, and it's our responsibility. The word says, hear ye children, the instructions of a father. But what if the father is not there? Have we got a witness? God says, I'm going to be a father for the fatherless. How many of y'all know that God has a way of being the father you didn't have? And nowadays, we got all kind of fatherless. We got a whole lot of fatherless children. Have we got a witness? But God is the kind of a God that he says, I'm going to be your father. And when it don't look like you have anybody to turn to, I'm going to be looking out for you. The Bible tells us that God says, I'm going to be a helper. Let us stand to our feet. I'm going to be a helper of the fatherless.